It's Coast 93.1. Good morning, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. So this is a tightwad Todd's worst date nightmare. This is in China. Now, cultural customs are a little different.
Mm-hmm.
So the woman wanted to test her date's generosity. It was a blind date. She wanted to
fail.
Test her date's generosity.
Okay.
Now you tell me, Todd, if you would stay on the date.
Okay.
And let's assume that she is everything you'd want in a woman. Let's assume that.
Everything.
Okay.
So she's like my dream woman.
So she's like your wife.
She's like Rachel. She's Chinese Rachel.
So she's your wife.
Good job, Todd. Good job.
Try to get a gold star.
Back to the bed. Todd goes back. Look, he's getting off the couch and going back to the bed.
All right. Good thing. God. I was like, oh my God. We couldn't set it up any better.
Aries, make some room. Daddy's coming back in the bed.
So, okay, here's the situation, okay? I got to write that. There's a promo for today.
Well,
okay.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Let's see. Promo for today. Done. There we go. Okay. So the woman goes on the date, and she wants to test the blind date's generosity. So what does she do? She brings family members.
Oh. What the?
23 family members.
This is ridiculous. It's like a practical joke. I mean, you know,
23?
Is there like a camera behind like a curtain somewhere?
Now, I'll tell you what the guy in China who was on this date did. But first, I want to know, Todd, would you stay on the date?
God, this is my dream girl?
Yes.
Again, your wife.
My wife?
Right.
This is Rachel?
Right.
Yep.
Chinese Rachel.
Oh, yep.
Chinese Rachel.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Come on.
I don't think we would have made it. Like if this were our first date, we went to Chili's and we
used a coupon.
Well, we just bonded over an awesome blossom type thing, you know? Like, I mean, it was perfect.
You like an awesome blossom?
You know what I mean?
Yeah. How many dates before you got the awesome blossom?
Oh, God.
Oh, don't answer.
You mean years? What?
Oh, God. My face to Blake was like, don't ask him.
He'll actually answer it. Back to the couch.
That didn't last long.
Oh, man, back downstairs. Out of that basement for a little bit. I don't think we would have made it. I think it would have just, you know, I would have thought it was a practical joke, you know, like candid camera, whatever.
Right. Forget the frugality thing.
It's just it's
bringing
so,
that much family. That's
come
insane.
On. Without even telling, I mean, what?
So the bill was $3,000.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's price Aries. Of Aries' emergency visit this past weekend.
Yeah. So you could have.
So you know what you should have said? When you took the cat to the vet, Todd, you should have said, I could have fed 24 Chinese people on a date for this.
Right. Oh, my God.
For this.
Yeah.
Could have fed an entire Chinese family on a date, on a first date.
I hope you're happy, Aries.
Yeah.
Look what you've done.
So essentially what this boils down to is, if presented this, you know, okay, go out on a date with Rachel and 20 of her family members for $3,000, no. Or Aries needs surgery for $3,000, yes. That's, that's what this boiled down to.
Right.
Okay.
Todd, by the way, I just like to remind you, mentioning that you're not going to dinner with a bunch of Rachel's family members 1 month before Thanksgiving, back to the couch.
Boy.
Back to the couch.
I know what the replay is going to be on Thanksgiving morning.
That's right. Pass the gravy, please.
Yeah. Good luck with your Black Friday shopping tomorrow. We'll just put that in now. So okay, so here's what happened to the guy on the date. The woman brought 23 of her family members along. Keep in mind, this is a blind date. First date, blind date. She brought 23 of her family members to test his generosity. Right.
Yeah.
So imagine he walks in and I made a reservation. Oh, yes. Your party is here. Party.
What?
It's in the back room.
It's in the back room.
Back room.
And he gets there. Is this the wrong Nope. Hi, nice to meet you. Because it's a blind date, so he doesn't even know.
He has no idea which woman it is.
Oh, my God, yes.
And she's got 23 of her family members. So they eat. He stayed long enough for the meal.
Okay.
And tried to get through it. And then the bill came. And what did he do?
Oh.
Ran.
Oh. Good for him.
Yep.
Okay.
He ran and stuck her with the bill. Okay. Which I kind of think is justice.
I mean, they can all split it. Drop 23 cards down. Split it 23 ways.
Yeah, right. Could you imagine?
No, can you
actually,
split this?
I got only one cocktail, and everyone else got two. So on this one, the green one.
Can you itemize this for me?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Actually, can you just separate that check into 23? Yeah.
Ooh, that's a no.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. Yeah, we learned tightwad Todd's limits.
Yep.
There they are. I wouldn't have gotten to our second date, which was a house party where I supplied
Hold on a minute.
Oh,
what?
No.
What?
Are you going to say what I think?
I
want to
hear the
say?
Rest of the story.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to impress Rachel with buying the beverages, and I bought a warm 30 pack of MGD.
Oh my God.
I still got a kiss at the end of the night.
Yeah. But still a while before the blossom.
Oh boy. Oh boy. All right. Yeah. Don't let him say any more.